Are you remorseful for the pain and the heartache?
God is blowing his own trumpet to the world, announcing his coming.
I'm so confused. Say yeah.
He says in 2025, in September of the 23rd and the 24th, I will come to take my church.
Did he come?
Did he come?
For a fact that it's God. So the question is that, did you test the spirit?
Where's your part? I did my part. I delivered the message. Why you didn't rapture the people?
Hearing about rapture, the next thing you are hearing about dates. Can't you just preach rapture, teach about rapture without dates?
It's midnight on the 24th. There is no rapture. What am I thinking? I'm surprised. Because remember, I am 1,000,000,000% sure that I saw Jesus. I saw Jesus face to face. I told you people, and I'm still telling you now.
Yeah.
And I've told you the truth.
But and do you believe that
yes.
It was Jesus that you saw?
Days from now, I will rapture my church.
Hola there, San fam. Hello, hi, Sanbonani Dumelang. From wherever you're watching from around the world, welcome to another episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast.
I'm Innocent.
And I'm Millicent. I think they already know that. We are the Saint Twins, and this is Saint Twins TV. And we are back with Mr. Joshua by popular demand. We've been seeing your emails, your messages, and we have not been ignoring you. You know, some things take time.
That's good.
To gather ourselves and then come back so that we are able to get straight into what you need to hear. Mr. Joshua, welcome back to the show.
Welcome, ladies. Thank you. I mean, thank you for welcoming. May I say thank you for welcoming me, ladies. Yeah. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
yes.
you too.
Yes. Yeah, so we are back here. Today is the 26th of September. That yes. is the big elephant in the room.
Yes.
And the last time you were here, you assured us 1,000,000,000% that we would not be here today because of
yes.
the rapture. So I think before anything, we're going to give you the platform to speak.
Okay.
I know we have a lot of questions from the audience. Hopefully we'll get time to get to them.
Okay.
But for now, I feel like it's fair to give you an opportunity to talk.
Speak.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so today what I'm going to start with is because the main person that I'm here for is Jesus Christ. I'm here as a vessel, but I'm here to point to him, you know. And I want everybody who listens to me to focus on him. So, quickly, I want to present the gospel in this manner. Jesus is God who came down from heaven and he took on human form and he gave his life for all those who are sinners. But in order for us to benefit from the sacrifice that he did, we need to believe in him. Believing in him then results in us being washed by his blood mm-hmm. from our sins. So I want people to be aware that this is not just about the rapture, because the rapture is a secondary matter. The primary one is the fact that Jesus Christ came down to the world to save sinners. But only those who accept him or who receive him can they then be made children of God, right? Mm-hmm. So to pass there, Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, the Bible says there, Paul was saying, in order for me to be a servant of God, I had to stop being a people's pleaser. In other words, what this means is there is no way a person can be able to serve God and then also please people. So you have to understand that someone who's serving God, he has in mind Christ. the people after, but in the main person he has in mind, Christ. So some of the things that are being said might not be pleasing to them, but they have to remember that the one who speaks has in mind pleasing God, right? So I want to quickly say, you know, in 2018, before I get to the matter.
Yeah.
In 2018, after God had revealed this date, okay, he said to me one day, it was during the day, he said to me, you are like my last arrow in my quiver. A quiver is, you know, the I don't know what to call it, the thing that sits the arrows, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, every time a person...
Like that bag. Yeah.
Yeah, like the bag behind. Mm-hmm. So he said to me, you are like my last arrow in my quiver. And what he meant by that was that he was going to use me in this last move before he comes. So I want to repeat something to people today, because people think that I will change my stance.
Mm-hmm.
The date that I have given people, it is the final one. You might be confused for now.
Yeah.
I'll explain to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is the final date. No one else in the whole world will be able or will come with another prophecy for the rapture date. Mine is the final one. That's what I'm trying to say. So before, yeah, let me say, you know, before talking about being the last arrow in his quiver, when I began to come out with the message about 3 months ago, I told God like this. I don't want to fast like crazy. Or let me say, I don't want to fast too much. I want the message to go out there, but I'm not going to burden my body with too much fast.
Okay.
And I'm not going to burden myself with long hours prayers. I'm going to rest. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to enjoy this time. Because at the end of this, I don't want to say my fastings and my prayers, you know, have brought success. So when you see this quiver, I mean, this arrow, going all over the world, shaking the entire world, this, my point here is that this is the doing, or this is the work of God. God is blowing his own trumpet to the world, announcing his coming. So there are testimonies all over the world. The power of God is being revealed in the most powerful way. You know, the people, they know. People have been, you know, they are coming to Christ. People's lives are being changed. Even those who are backslidden, they've returned to Christ. I want people to know, this is not my doing. Even when I speak, my speech is simple. But the power behind me is undeniable. So, to reiterate a point, let me just emphasize a point here to the people who are listening to me at home, to everybody who has been listening. Guys, I have told you, that God has sent me, I have seen him, and the message that I speak of is true. Now, I'm going to say this. Jesus said to the family of Lazarus, "Have I not told you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" And then immediately after, he asked them to remove the stone that was covering the grave. Mm-hmm. After removing the stone, he then performed the miracle of raising up their brother who was dead. I want to ask the people at home, remove the stone that is in your heart. The stone of doubts. The stone of panic. The stone of, I don't even want to mention it, but the scoffing, the mocking. Remove the stone, because God is ready to do a miracle. I'm telling you. So let me say, in 2018, I'm re-emphasizing. People think I've changed my stance. I have not changed my stance.
You still stand on what you said.
Exactly. In 2018, in a loud voice, God said to me in a dream, "There'll be no World Cup 2026. I'm going to cut it short." When I woke up, I found out really there was going to be a World Cup. There was supposed to be a World Cup 2026. I am here to say to people, again, there will be no World Cup next year. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. And by the way, to the people who are at home, you have not been seeing me, but I've not been hiding. In fact, I've been enjoying my life. Hmm. I've been sleeping in peace. You know, I know there are people who are worried.
Yeah.
Some are concerned that maybe I'm depressed. You know, they wonder how I'm doing, you know.
And fair enough, you know.
It is fair. Yeah. Yes, it is fair. I'm doing very, very, very well. I will tell you in a second why I'm doing very well.
Okay.
I'm at peace. I'm enjoying my life. I'm aware. I'm not absent-minded. I'm aware of what is happening.
Mm.
But I'm enjoying my life with my family. You know, when you are in truth, most especially the truth of God, you have a standing that cannot be shaken. You have a peace that surpasses human understanding. I repeat, there will be no World Cup next year. Okay. Same year, he appears to me face to face and he says, I'm going to cut it short. He says, in 2025,
mm-hmm.
in September of the 23rd and the 24th, I will come to take my church.
Did he come?
Did he come?
Yes.
I will tell you. So in 2018, I received this visitation from him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this. The last 2 days of the 23rd and the 24th,
mm-hmm.
I did a live, right? Most especially on the 23rd. And the people were watching. Okay? People were watching. A lot of things transpired there. But the rapture did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're all here.
Yep.
But were my words true? And let me ask this way. Are my words true? You know, let me tell you. Okay, let me hold it for now, for next time. Let me say this. I am 1,000,000,000% sure that the rapture is going to happen on the 23rd and the 24th of September 2025.
I'm so confused. Say yeah.
So okay. Just hold on a bit. Mm. Let me present this. Okay. So now we passed the 23.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just feel like quoting this scripture, 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 12, maybe verse 14. The Bible says, we know in part, then after we know in full. Mm-hmm. Okay? That is the manner or the nature of prophecy. Okay? 23rd, the day passes. Okay? So, I am surprised, but I've been given 2 days. The timeline is 2 days, right? Because, mm-hmm. okay, according to the time zones, I believe that I'll be raptured because I'm in South Africa on the 23rd.
Okay.
Okay? Because the furthest, they would be on the 24th. The day passed, I'm surprised. Remember, I'm sure I saw Jesus face to face. I told you people, and I'm still telling you now.
Yeah.
And I've told you the truth.
But do you now believe that yes. it was Jesus that you saw?
People. Okay. I'll allow you the questions. There's a flow here. You know, I'll give you the time for the questions.
Okay.
There's a flow
okay. that has been Let's not interrupt you. Yes. Let's not interrupt you.
So, yes, I saw. Let me just answer your question. I don't believe. I know. Okay. There's people who are making videos out there saying that I've let me put it this way. Satan is driving a narrative out there that I saw a false Jesus, you know, that it was either I was deceived or I saw something else, but not the Lord of Lords, not the King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, you know, without this flow being disturbed, because I wanted to continue with what I was saying. What makes me laugh, what intrigues me, is how people sit in their homes, you know, or on their phones, not everybody, by the way, and judge me, you know, not rightly so, because to judge is okay, but you have to do it well. So, I would hear people say, he saw a fake or a false Jesus. And then they will tell you of their vision or dream. And supposedly, theirs are true and mine is false. Some would say to me, he is wrong. Assuming, I mean immediately after, whatever they would say, they are right. Okay? They would condemn my vision or they would condemn the revelation that I received. But then they would give their own revelation, their own vision, and theirs are supposed to be accepted as true. That's what I've been seeing. Okay? Lastly, some would claim that I am unbiblical or what I say is unbiblical. And then I listen in to hear them expressing their biblical knowledge, and I find they themselves are what they claim me to be. They are unbiblical. Okay. Mm. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
It's the 24th. The day comes, I tried to organize a life. I did not run. I tried to organize a life. It did not work. Technicalities. Somewhere, I was not even appearing, it was just my voice. I spoke to people, some channel, some life. And then now, it's midnight, on the 24th, there is no rapture. What am I thinking? I'm surprised, because remember, I am 1,000,000,000% sure that I saw Jesus.
Yeah.
And he spoke to me. And what I say is true. It is going to shake the whole world. My prophecy is going to shake the whole world. Okay. So it's after midnight. It's going to the 25th. Mm. I take a rest because I've not been sleeping well these days, I would say. Mm. Not because I have no sleep. I was not struggling to sleep, but because of the work, you know, the calls that I have to take. So before I go to sleep on the, maybe before I go to sleep after the 24th.
Yeah.
I ask God this question. God, what's happening? And I'm not angry, by the way. Because I know when he speaks, it's final. So I say to him, you came to me, I saw you face to face. You gave me your word. And you asked me to tell the world, and I told them. Why the 2 days passed and there was no rapture? No answer. Quiet. Silence. And I went to sleep. Then there, early morning.
Yeah.
Early, maybe, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I wake up. I'm surprised when I wake up. Remember I said, we know in part, and then after we know in full. Remember, the nature of prophecy. So when I wake up, I'm surprised. Why am I waking up in my bed? And then, okay, now I'm sitting. And then I'm talking to God while I'm lying on my back. And then he says to me, remember when I went to sleep, I asked him a question, right? And then he brings the answer. And then he says to me, days from now, literal days, not months, days from now, I'm going to come to Rapture the Church.
Are you setting another date?
You have to listen to me.
Days.
Okay. Leave the flow to flow, right? Leave the flow.
Listen. There was no amount of days, just days.
Leave the flow to flow.
Processing.
So, and then he says, I guess that's why Jesus says, remove the stone. You know. He asked them, have I not told you? If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. Remove the stone, you know, so you can see the miracle. And then, you see, now I even lost my thought. That's why I'm saying, don't disturb the flow. I'll give you a chance. Don't worry.
Sorry, we're also just processing.
No, it's fine. So, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Don't worry. So, I really, really have to remember now.
Okay.
Where was I?
Okay, so you were lying on your bed and then finally...
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Came, yes.
So God comes with the answer and he says to me, days from now, I will rapture the church. And I said to him, what do you mean days from now? You know? By the way, when people say out there, the rapture can be any time, it's unbiblical. When you say... it can happen anytime. The rapture only happens in an appointed time. Only. Okay? So he says to, I say to him, what do you mean days? Because we're coming from the Feast of Trumpets. There's no other Feast of Trumpets this year. The other one is next year. And remember, next year there's no World Cup. And you said the rapture is this year. So, the Feast of Trumpets have passed. What do you mean days? Because there's no other, the atonement, Day of Atonement feast that is coming. It's not for rapture. He keeps quiet. So now I'm sitting in my bed. By the way, I'm not stressed, people.
No.
Don't be worried. You know, and I've not been hiding. You know, I've been looking for a way. God made a way, of course, today, but I've been looking for a way to come in public. You know, I'm not hiding. I promise you people, I will be loyal to you until the end. I'm talking about the people. I'm loyal to God already, but I'm telling the people that I will be loyal to you. I'm trying to say, I will be honest and sincere to you until the end.
Okay.
And then he keeps quiet. Okay, now I haven't gone back to sleep, so I'm sitting by myself. Days, I'm pondering in my mind. Days. What do you mean, days? So now I'm thinking of Noah. Noah, get in the ark. God closes the door. And day passes, nothing, no flood. 2, 5 days, 7 days, no flood. And then on the seventh day, let me say, the flood hits. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So Noah was in the boat, was building the boat, telling people the flood is going to hit, the judgment is going to hit. But when he gets in the boat, there's no rain. Mm. There's no water gushing from the earth, from the ground. There's no judgment. But the days went by. This is God putting these verses in my mind.
Okay. Mm.
I'm thinking about it because he said to me, days from now, I will rapture the church. Okay. I sleep a little bit and I wake up in the morning. My friend gives me a call to check how I am.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm totally fine. I'm just talking to God about the last 2 days. We talk on the phone, and I leave him with these last words.
Mm.
I say to him, mark my words. In days to come, you see now I'm saying God, what God told me, in days to come, people are going to be so surprised. I'm telling my friend, I just woke up, I'm telling him, this is the last words I say while I'm on a call with him. I say, in days to come, people are going to be so surprised. And then I drop the call. And then I'm preparing myself. I receive another call. Brother Joshua, we are with you. Okay? No matter what, we are with you. This is a call. So I've sent you a video. So he goes into fasting and God quickly answers him. God tells him to go look at the Julian calendar. We know in part, and then after, we know in full. He looks at this calendar, which is the original calendar that Jesus was using in his time.
Mm-hmm.
Before the calendar we have now, the Gregorian calendar. And then he gets a revelation from God that the calendar that God uses, you know, I remember the words of Uhlengiwe saying there was a calendar she was not familiar with in heaven, you know. It was not like written in numbers, not in Roman letters, whatever. But it had a different way that it was written. And that's where she was given this date. So this man goes there to the Julian calendar, the one that, you know, if we talk about the seven feasts, the Passover when our Lord was crucified, they were using the Julian calendar then.
Okay.
So the man goes, and I will paraphrase because he will teach you very well more than me. He goes there to see the date of the Feast of Trumpets. Guess what? It is the 23rd and the 24th of September. 2025. The Feast of Trumpets. The difference is this, because they say that calendar is behind by 13 days. So if you want to come over to the to our current
to
one,
October.
You have to add 13 days. So when you transfer, like when you come over to our calendar straight from the 23rd and the 24th of September 2025 in the Julian calendar, it takes you to the 7th of October. You know, some say the 7th and the 8th, 7th and 7 and the 8th of October. And according to this man in this video, the 7th and the 8th of October is the real Feast of Trumpets. He will explain to you further. So, but in that Julian calendar, the Feast of Trumpets is on the 23rd and the 24th
of September.
Of September. That's why I said earlier, when you said you got confused, I'm a billion percent sure that the rapture is going to happen on the 23rd and the 24th of September 2025. But when you cross over straight from this Feast of Trumpets to our Gregorian calendar, it will put you on the 7th and the 8th of October. Now listen, to me who was asking God, where's your part? I did my part. I delivered the message. Why you didn't rapture the people? And then he said, days from now, I will rapture my church. So the video of this man, remember, this I'm seeing this video in
so
the morning.
So it was a confirmation to you that
it is a confirmation to me in details. In more details, let me say.
That because you didn't have,
when God said to me, he didn't give me a date. When God said to me, in days I will rapture the church, I didn't understand. I even asked him questions because we just passed the Feast of Trumpets. But the way God used this man, it clicked to me.
I even have a headache, sorry.
The detail, the details this man is presenting are now coming together in my mind, making sense when God said to me in the morning, in days from now, I will rapture my church. Remember, on a call, this man, I will admit, he says, I think Joshua, when he had the date, he delivered it the way it is, but he didn't understand that God was not talking about our current Gregorian calendar, but he was talking about the Julian calendar that Jesus was being used when Jesus was walking on the earth. So it then made sense to me that's why God said to me, in answer of why the rapture never took place, and he said, days from now, I'm going to rapture the church. That's why I left my friend with these words. In days to come, the people of the world will be surprised. The rapture is still on, people. We know in part, and then after,
Jesus help.
We know in full. These last days, even before the rapture, even during the rapture, you know, people who call me at night, 23rd, 24th, and ask me, how are you doing? This was my answer. I'm a billion percent. People have to believe me. I repeat this. I saw Jesus face to face. There's a narrative out there that it was not the real Jesus. We will see in days to come. We will see in days to come. But Mina, what I would like to call, I'm going to go to the word. what the call that I'm giving to Christians, to those who believe, because what is happening out there, people are making apologies. Someone who apologizes is someone who is admitting they were wrong. The message was wrong. Don't apologize and don't defend it, because the owner of the message is going to defend the message. So people, they had faith. People were being filled with God's presence listening to us or listening to my message. People knew, looking at me, that man is speaking from God. And they believed. But now what the world is facing is a Red Sea moment. Pharaoh is coming behind and the ocean is blocking the way. And people are panicking to Moses, saying, Moses, why did you take us from Egypt? Because look, if we move forward, we drown. Behind us, the enemy Pharaoh is coming after us. What did Moses say? Moses said, stand still, my people. And today, watch, you will see the deliverance of God. So I am saying to those that I gave my message, you have to stand still. You are going to see the rapture in days to come. Let not the enemies or the mockers, or mockers, I don't want to say they are enemies, but I'm saying the enemies that are coming behind, like Pharaoh, the mockers, the scoffers, let them mock, let them scoff. And I want to say something to those who mock and scoff. I sleep in peace. Mocking and scoffing me does absolutely nothing. The word that has weight in this heart is only the one of Jesus. So whatever they say, you know, he ran away. It's so sad. Some say, it is so sad. I know what I'm doing here, people. I know what I'm doing here. This is not a chance. I'm not taking chances here. I know what I'm doing. I don't know the sadness people are talking about. What sadness? Because the word of God is final. Once spoken, that's it. It will not be empty. It will be fulfilled. I said there will be no World Cup. And I said, not knowing then, on the 23rd and the 24th, but now I know, in the Julian calendar, which in ours will be on the 7th and 8th, the rapture is going to take place. Let me go to the word. You know, in Matthew 25, the groom was delayed. Remember? The groom delayed. There was a midnight cry. I've made the cry 3 months back. Right?
Yes.
And God blew the trumpet, the entire world. God grew the midnight cry. But the groom delayed. So, coming from the 23rd and the 24th, this is that delay. And I'll tell you this. I asked God, I said, God, couldn't you reveal this to me all these years?
That the delay.
The Julian calendar.
Okay.
Couldn't you reveal? I've been with you, same message.
Yeah.
For many years. Couldn't you reveal? He said, no. This was the time. The delay had to be fulfilled. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, it says, write down the vision. And then a herald will run with it. So even though the vision might look like it's tearing or it's delaying, but wait for it shall surely come to pass, and it will not prove false. This is this vision that looks like it's tearing, that has to be waited upon, but just days from now. So I'm not speaking with confidence because that man, I saw the video of that man. I speak with confidence because before I saw the video of this man, God already answered me when about I was asking days. Him about the 2 days Pumagu, I mean, that we come from. Mm. And then he said to me, days from now. And then the man comes with the video and he says, days from now, as a confirmation, right? Mm. So the delay is not a denial.
Can I ask about the dates?
Yes.
Is it physical or spiritual dates?
No, physical.
So these are days, literally, it's not going to be like a day to the Lord means, you know,
It's, years. It's literal
these are
days.
Literal October. Days, October.
Yeah, the one we are entering in now. So, you see, I don't want to go into I'll call it a satanic agenda.
Mm.
In other words, an agenda from the devil.
Mm.
To change the times, the calendars, you know, to shift things around. I will not go into that. I'll let those who have studied and who have already referred you, I'll let them explain to people what really is happening with our calendar. But the day that I spoke and said the 23rd and the 24th has not changed. But then now, it is the Feast of Trumpets in the Julian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come over to the one we use, you know, it then puts you on the 7th and 8th of October, which explains why God said to me in days to come, I'm going to rapture the church. So this is, you know, the groom delay. This is Habakkuk 2:3 saying, though it tarries, wait for it. It will not prove false. It shall surely happen. So I asked God, why you never revealed this before? He said, no. This was the time. Everything, you know, is according to plan. You know, everything is according to the way he had planned it to be, if I may say.
Okay.
And there's something that I want to speak about.
Mm.
On the, was it the 22nd? Okay.
Yeah.
On the 22nd, many years ago, a few years ago, I had a vision in a dream. So I saw the rapture hit, and you know, I tell of this in the other episode, but I don't go into the details I'm going to go into now.
Okay.
So the rapture hits. It was here in South Africa, and I see people. Like God gives me like I'm looking into what is happening as the rapture has just happened. So I see people running all over, panicked, screaming, weeping, with some with their hands off on their head, and some repenting to God because the rapture had just hit, and there were dark clouds coming over the people. So many years ago, I think it was before Jesus visited me and gave me the rapture message, I was listening to a Christian network, and when the program finished, there was a song playing. And this song was by Becca Shai, the name was Pioneer. You know, we all know what the word means.
Mm.
And I don't tell people this. You know, sometimes I sit by myself and I say, if people are, let me say, overreacting or reacting in the way they do, when I tell them the visions that I tell them, what about the ones that I hold back? Because there's many instances. In other words, there are visions that I hold back. But this one I would like to speak about.
Mm.
So while I was listening to this song, Pioneer, I want to tell the people that I'm living God's promises. I'm seeing these things happening. So Jesus entered the room. I was listening to this song, Pioneer. He entered and he was very happy. And then he said to me, the song, the name Pioneer, the song that I'm listening to in a while, is going to have a lot. It is going to have a lot of meaning to me. I mean, to the work that he will give me, to the work that I will do for him. So when people say, you know, when you see in the social media, and they say, you know, because there's been people who are speaking about the rapture, but you know, somehow there is this, you know, tracing that goes back to the Saint Twins 3 months back, right? Mm. So it's like a pioneer, you know. It's like I'm trying to say, I'm not drawing attention to myself.
Yeah.
I'm drawing attention to Jesus, that when you see the mainstream media, you know, the world shaking, let me say, you know, the internet taken by storm. When you see this happening, this is God himself doing it for himself. You know, this is him, but he is using my life, and I am a willing vessel. But he is doing this for himself. He himself is announcing his own coming.
Sure.
You see, so.
So rapture trending was part of the plan. And this global conversation was part of the plan, according to you.
Exactly.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly the way you put it. Mm. God knew that, you know, let me put it this way, that loaf of bread, he would multiply it. Those two fish. He will multiply them. You know, he wants the world to know, not to be caught off guard, that he is on the way and he's coming. But people, I want to say to those who are losing heart, to those who have been told that my prophecy has failed, my prophecy has not failed. Just watch me days to come. But what you must do for now, keep the lamp burning. Let the fire of faith in you not go down. Keep believing. Keep believing. And the more the doubts, the more you must roar against them. Don't allow them. You know, as I was saying earlier, people are making apologies. People are taking down videos. People are regretting. People are regretting listening to Brother Joshua. But I'm telling you, though the vision tarries, wait. For it shall surely come to pass. It will not be proven false.
Do you understand their perspective, though?
Very much so.
And you understand where they're coming from?
Very much so.
Right? Because you are this confident because the message was given to you.
Yes.
Right? So with them, they took something that they heard from you and ran with it, but they did not hear it. So now, when those dates that you have given them have passed, they then lost it. Right?
And they believed it.
And they believed it. They did. So this is why now they're coming, because people want answers from them as well, because they push the same narrative. So you are still standing because you are like, I'm holding on to my source and it's not going to let me down, you know? I was just saying that you understand.
Yes, your point is a very, very good point. I do understand. Mm. I do understand. But I will say, the confidence I have can be yours. As you have seen, others have also had that confidence. But I know others have been affected, you know, when they saw nothing happening those 2 days.
Mm.
But this confidence can be yours, because have you seen? People don't just take my word and run with it. They listen to my message and they run to God. And they inquire to God, about my message and about myself. You know, I will say this to people. I don't want you, because I care for you, you who scoff, you who mock, I care for you. I don't want you to find yourself fighting God. You know, I say to myself, we have been given the Holy Spirit now. And the man who lives by the Spirit of God, he is able to tell things by the Spirit that is the Spirit of God that is in them while you are here on earth. Of course, the natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit. But you who have the Holy Spirit, you can tell now if I am from God or not. You can have the confidence also in the Lord concerning this message. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to say, I don't want when we arrive in heaven and then Jesus is standing there next to me. And then he says to me, sometimes people will take my words and twist them. I did not say I'll be sitting on the throne next to Jesus. I said, when Jesus is standing next to me or in front of me.
Yeah.
I don't want you to hear in heaven that this is my son. I sent him. I did appear to him face to face in 2018. And I gave him the message. I don't want you to, you don't have to hear that there. You can hear it now. Take what I'm saying to prayer. Others have done it. You know, in fact, what is happening through the video of this Bro Scott, people are getting revived again. Because some are saying, yes, man, we knew this message was from God. So, but we were shocked when the rapture was not happening, you know. But now this make a whole lot of sense. And some people might be saying, there's a term they use. Because another thing I want to tell people, as a person who has been entrusted by God to do this work, I am not going to be muzzled. I'm not going to be silenced. So sometimes, not always, the church has terms that they use in order to silence people. They say date setter. You are a date setter. I never set the date, but I'm passing the message that Jesus said he will come on this day. I didn't calculate the date.
Okay.
I'm not making a prediction, a guess. I'm just passing the message straight from the mouth of God. Another term that they use is goal shifting. They say, you know, you put a date, or those in the past, they put a date, when it comes and goes, then they put another date.
Okay, and when that one doesn't happen, they set another. It's like exactly. It's like, for instance, now, so let's say the 2 days passed and now it's October. So after October, they then expecting you to set a new goal, a new date, maybe to say December or February, like that.
So okay. Exactly. So you see, I was in my house. I was in my house, and God told me when I asked him about the last 2 days. And he said, in days to come, I will rapture my church. But the video, then someone sent me the video. When I looked at the details that explain exactly what God said to me, then October came. Now, don't say I set the date. But that person went, by the Spirit of God, went into detail and explained even what I, as I said, we know in part, but then after we know in full. What I didn't realize or know by then, but now I do know. Another thing that I want to say, so I'm not goal shifting. Please, people, do not accuse me of goal shifting. That's not what I'm doing. In fact, this is final. This is final, you know. So another thing that I want to say is an encouragement to Christians. You know, people who are married, you can be married and be just married. You know, I don't know the term that I can use. Or you can be married and be deeply in love with your spouse. And be close with her or him. You know, you can have that strong bond and a strong marriage together with your spouse. Or you can just have a marriage, for the namesake. So my encouragement to the church and to the people out there, your marriage to Christ, it must be that close one, that deep one, that strong one.
Mm.
You know that one that sometimes you are thinking something that the other person says your thought.
Mm.
You know, you think alike, you speak alike.
Other sentences.
Exactly. You love spending time together.
Mm.
You know, you need, when you are in a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to walk in closeness with him. And you need to spend time with the Lord. So when people like me appear, it becomes easy now for you to discern in your spirit, because you are like, I'm used to walking with the Lord. I know what is from him and what is not from him.
Mm.
So that even as a Christian, you don't find yourself now, you are boxing me with those who are false. But, you know, maybe the problem, yes, you are a Christian, you are in a covenant with Christ,
mm-hmm.
but you are just needing the closeness with him so that you can have that discernment.
Like the depth in the relationship. The
depth in the relationship. Thank
so
you.
And I love that you gave a message to the believers, because I was going to ask you to do that, to say, yes. With the thousands and thousands of millions. People, mm-hmm. not just in South Africa, globally, who have believed in those days, right? Who thought it was on those particular days, as much as you did, because you were also waiting.
Exactly.
And that are hurt and broken and disappointed, and you know, who they could not plan for the 25th, for the life of them, their lives, that was the end. So now it's like you wake up on the 25th and you're like, what am I doing here? For those people who are just even still trying to process everything, what do you have to say to them who have trusted and believed in every word that you've said and they've run with it?
The rapture is still on. That's all I have to say to them. You know, I never like to go deep into the things that I see others doing on social media, because they've put faith in this date. But I want to say to you, don't despair. Don't despair. Because I believe that, you know, when you took that decision, you know, let me just say, you know, to do the things, you know, I surely don't want to mention it. You know, some people, because of putting faith in those dates, that they will be raptured. You know, people have done things. But I want to say, don't despair, because the rapture is still on. You know, I don't know what was going on in your mind, in your heart, what you spoke with God, what you agreed with God. I don't know. And the thing is, I don't want to come in between that. But I just want to say, don't despair. You know, when the Bible says Moses told the people, be still, the stillness we are talking about is the stillness of the mind, the stillness of the soul, the emotion, as you said, because the panic, right? The discouragement, the someone feeling disheartened, you know, maybe even feeling like they were not so wise with the decisions that they took, you know, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
But the Lord says, it's okay.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to come in between what you and the Lord decided, or what you decided. You know, but so I don't want to come in between yours and the Lord's relationship. But I will say to you, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't despair. The rapture is still on. It's only days from now. I don't know. To those who think that I might be goal shifting, why would I goal shift with just days?
Mm.
Wouldn't I give myself, you know, more time, like 3 months? You know, because I keep shifting the dates, right? So I say, you know, January. Or December. I'm just saying days. We are there.
Yeah. Are you sorry for how they felt? I know you're not apologizing for the date, right? But are you remorseful for the pain and the heartache, you know, that they had gone through? You know, some people sold their houses, their cars, their valuables, you know, because they just did not see themselves here. And fair enough, because you did guarantee that. Are you at least sorry for the emotional stress and the pain that they felt in the process and the anguish of just waiting at that moment and nothing is happening.
I wouldn't want to use the word sorry.
Okay.
As if like I have a blame.
Okay, just remorseful. Empathy. Do you have empathy?
I'll make an example.
Okay.
I never told anyone to give away their possessions. In fact, I never even touched the subject. I never even spoke about money. Okay. And to those who don't know, me myself, I'm an introvert. And I'm an introvert and I love my private space. So I don't like fame. This that I'm doing here is all for Jesus. If it were not for him, I wouldn't choose the spotlight. So I'm so obsessed with Christ that I'm willing to come to the public, you know, to come to the spotlight, you know. But fame is not my cup of tea. And I never spoke about money, and I never, my message is just pure, Jesus and the rapture. And I never spoke about people taking away their possessions. So now if I use the word sorry, it's like now I'm taking blame.
Okay.
You know, I cannot. But the word I will use is I sympathize with them.
Okay.
Definitely, you know.
Thank
and
you
I pray yeah. for them. I pray mm-hmm. for them. I know. I don't know. Something tells me that when that person went as far as they went and took that action, it's the zeal they have for God. Yeah. You know, so that's why I'm so comforted by them, you know, the relationship they have with God, that I believe that this rapture, when it happens, you know, they will leave every worry, let me say, every concern for tomorrow that they might be having now. So be still and keep believing and do not despair. In days to come, yes, 1,000,000,000%, I tell you, the rapture is taking place.
Yeah.
And please, I would like to also encourage the church, you know. I would like to encourage the church. You know, I don't want to talk too much about the negative side, you know. Or I don't want to be negative when I talk about the church, you know. But I would like to encourage the church, most especially the leaders, you know. I know maybe in the church there are responsibilities, you know, that need resources. I'll put it in these words. But please, to the leadership in the entire body of Christ all over the world, you know, let us not, let me put it this way. We did not make decisions to serve God for greed. To serve greed. But we made a decision to serve God, you know. Though there are responsibilities, I understand, you know, and people must be there for their churches. They must, you know, support the work of God. But I'm making this statement right now because I know I was a pastor. I know greed exists, you know. And I would like to encourage bishops and pastors, you know, because you hear sometimes people talk about the rapture and they say they saw leaders left behind, you know, people see pastors left behind. So this is me now appealing to them, and I'm not saying they will be left behind, but what I'm saying to them is that, you know, let us remember to serve the Lord with a pure heart. The Bible says, you know, you ought not to be teachers because teachers will be judged in a strict way, you know. So this is my appeal to them. You know, we need, when we present the work to the Lord, we need to present a pure work. We need to be confident in front of the Lord because we are about to be in front of him now. So we need to be confident and present a pure ministry, you know, a pure to present before him a ministry that was done with integrity, let me say, you know.
Okay.
So this is my encouragement to the church and to the world. The Lord is making his last cry. You know, I don't know. You'll tell me if I'm wrong. You know, even though I look at social media, but I'm not deep into social media.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the rise I hear of the mocking and scoffing, I think God is even using that to, you know, to grow the message even much more. But I just get a heartbreak when those who mock, those who scoff, you know, they themselves have not even surrendered their lives to Jesus, so that when the rapture happens, they are not left behind. So my appeal to them is to come to the Lord, you know, and to repent, to give their lives and to live their lives for Jesus. Because me, very soon, I'll be proven to be a true servant of God, very, very soon. Mm. You know, people are calling me all sorts of stuff, because the mocking is mostly around this, right? Mm. They say he's false, and they are laughing, the rapture didn't happen, you know, but they don't know, you know, what I know. So, but now they do know. So the mocking is around that, you know, he's a false prophet and all of that. Don't worry, no problem. You know, let's see when I stand in front of Jesus and him declare me, you know, a true servant of the Lord.
Mm. Okay, my question.
I was not even asking a question.
Yes.
Mm. I thought we were wrapping up. But
yeah. Just, you know, in closing, I think I have two more questions. So the one question is, people have made this message about you, right? They've made this Joshua's message, right? And to a point where now it's, the anger is towards you. So I'm responding to the scoffing and whatever. So some of the people, it's towards you. And somehow it looks like they've now idolized Joshua. And Joshua and the rapture. What is your response to that when people are now referring to the message of the rapture and everything that's happening, a Joshua thing? Like it's brother Joshua this, brother Joshua that, and now it almost looks like they're idolizing you. You know, people are walking with a cross on the street, like, yeah, I'm pushing brother Joshua's message. And then it's like, it's not longer about what the rapture is about and about Jesus coming to fetch his church.
Yeah, you know, that saddens me. That saddens me. But, you know, I've learned over the years, you know, sometimes people will do things a certain way, but maybe tomorrow they will mature and see things the way they're supposed to.
Okay.
You know, they might start in that way, but hopefully they'll end up putting their focus solely, only on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it is not about me, as I said in the beginning, it is all about Jesus. So to those, as you say, like who are angry against me, let me say this to you. Me being here and saying yes to Jesus was because I wanted to be a powerful impact in your life. Like, I don't want you to be left behind in the rapture. And I don't want you to find yourself in hell one day. I want you to find yourself with the Lord Jesus in his presence in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish that you would not direct your anger towards me. Because me, I've shown nothing but love towards you. And I've put myself in a position to be ridiculed. You know, to be made a fool. You know, to be... you know, all sorts of things that we know that are out there. But I've done this for you. So I've acted in love. So I wish you would not be angry at me. But if something is frustrating you, please take it to the Lord. You know, because I'm sure what is needed there is clarity. Because when clarity comes to you, you will no longer, it's like an awakening. You will no longer see me as your enemy, but you will see me for what God has called me to be. But still, as in your point, I don't want you to make me your focus.
Okay.
You know, Jesus here is the focus. I am just pointing to him. You know, I'm just pointing to him. So people, please stay in the ark. You know, outside when Noah was in the ark for those 7 days and there was no rain, as he promised, you know, people probably were mocking outside. But Noah stayed in the ark. Stay in the Lord. Stay in the faith. Because in just days from now, we will see the deliverance of God. And, you know, to those that maybe they are finding it hard to accept the rapture because they are finding it hard to detach from the world. Listen, the world, I'm sorry to say this, but, you know, according to the scriptures, the world is going to its end, you know. So do not put your love in it, but instead put your love in Christ, you know. Put your life in Him. Yes, enjoy the life you have, you know, because He has blessed you. So enjoy it. He has given you for a reason, what He has given you. So enjoy it. But remember, He must be reigning. He must be the center of your heart, you know. Okay. So,
go for my last question. So my last question is, why can't we preach the rapture message, right, without dates? Because the dates now are taking away from people educating themselves about the rapture.
Yes.
And I think during this time, I think one of the things for me that I saw was like, okay, people didn't even know what rapture is.
Yes.
Now people know what rapture is. Clearly churches were not preaching enough about rapture.
Yes.
But now that you are hearing about rapture, the next thing you are hearing about dates, can't we just preach rapture, teach about rapture without dates? I personally don't like dates, and we can see the commotion that happened because of dates. So do you feel that your mandate was to bring the message of the rapture with dates? You couldn't just come and say,
no one knows the hour, nor the day.
And then this is the teaching about rapture, or the assignment had to come with deadline.
Like I said, I am the last arrow. That's what God said. I am like the last arrow in His quiver. So that arrow has an aim or a target. And the target, I mean, what God is aiming, the aim of God is to bring the date to the people. You know, me, I'm about the date, but primarily pointing to Christ and the date. That is my only task. So let me say this.
More like a warning. I think he's saying it's more like he brings the announcement.
The announcement, yes.
Yeah.
So let me say this. For me, Jesus announcing the date and going against, you know, what has been taught in churches that you should not date set and all of that. So Jesus bringing the date is a display of love to me, the way I see, because would we rather have the groom or have God come, you know, or judge the earth without Him warning us before so that we are ready and then we prepare ourselves and then we escape the judgment? So I think it is better the way He does it. Let me say, Christ, when He entered Jerusalem, He was rejected. So the reason why they rejected, they never knew that He was the Messiah. But He was grieved in Luke 19, I think. He was grieved inside His heart because he said, they never knew the time of His visitation. So, okay, where was the time? Where were they supposed to look at the time of His arrival as the Messiah? In the book of Daniel, chapter 9. So the Jews were given the calculations, let me say, the schedule, to the day on the 6th of April, 32 AD, when He entered Jerusalem on a donkey. So He made an appointment with them that, you know, on this day, the one you see enter, you must know is your Messiah, you must accept Him. But they never kept the times. They never knew the times when He came. They didn't see the Messiah, they rejected Him. So let me say, the importance of knowing the time is this. You then accept the Messiah. When you accept the Messiah, He comes with peace and He comes with salvation. You know. So Jesus saying, on this day, October, I'm rapturing the church. you have a chance to accept the Messiah, right? The Savior. And then peace comes into your soul. You know that day, you know, you will not be left behind because you are among those that he has set apart. So that's the importance of the date, you know, contrary to what has been taught in the church, that you must never know, you know. So how can Jesus be grieved that the Jews never knew the time of his coming if they don't know the time? He should not be grieved, because if he does not want the time to be known, then he should not be grieved. But he was grieved because he gave them the date. He gave them the time, but they didn't watch. So when he came, they didn't recognize him. In fact, what is going on now in Israel is because of rejecting the Messiah. You know, I'm not saying God is punishing them, but I'm saying they are without their Messiah who could protect them and give them peace. So now there's turmoil, you know, and things are getting worse on the world stage. This thing is about to flip on its head. People of God, please. Tribulation is here, but God has a way of escape for you. And this is the rapture that is going to be happening this October. You know, on the Julian calendar, it is still the 23rd and the 24th of September, 2025.
So technically the dates have not changed.
They have not changed.
And did you test the spirit on that? Because a lot of questions that we're getting, emails, they're like, did Brother Joshua test the spirit? Because I think everybody's just trying to figure out. I think you actually did touch on this a little bit about the source, you know, that you know for a fact that it's God. So the question is that, did you test the spirit? If your answer is yes, then we move on.
But I can answer that again,
okay,
right?
Yes.
So I've been walking with Jesus for years. You know, I've done the ministry of deliverance, you know, and my closeness with Christ, you know, I know that I have a gift to discern. You know, I can tell between spirits, you know. Something people don't know about me, not only can I sense evil spirits, sometimes God opens my eyes for me to see them, you
sure.
know. And when he does that, he does it so that I can go and warn that person, so that they come to Christ and receive freedom.
Sure.
So I know when Jesus walks in there. In fact, I'm going to say something here. What a beautiful way to close. On the first episode that I was here, let me tell you something about me in closing. So, you see, I have my eyes always, you know, in the first episode, and people are like, his eyes. Okay, I was looking at the team, because the team is the one that shows you how much time you have left.
Yes.
But not only that, me when I speak, even now as I'm speaking, so I have to listen to you, but I have to listen to the Holy Spirit as well.
Sure.
So everything for me is about Christ, walking, eating, sleeping, you know, everything is about Christ. So in that first episode, Jesus was here.
Sure.
Walking around the studio, downstairs.
Downstairs, we had the big one, yeah.
On the second episode, I didn't see him, but the Holy Spirit came upon us when we were also, I think we were downstairs, the Holy Spirit came.
He was walking in studio.
He was walking around in the studio.
Wow.
And then on the last episode,
also,
I didn't see him. I didn't see him in the last episode, but the presence of, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit coming down upon this studio. You know,
sure.
So I'm trying to say, and I never mentioned it, but I'm trying to say to people.
And today?
Today, definitely the presence.
I'm asking.
Yes.
She wants to make sure.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Today also, you know, it's like we walked in, he was already here, you know, he was already here. But what I wanted to say was, I've been walking this road with the Lord. You know, I will know when a spirit enters there and it's from the dark side. And I will know if Jesus is entering that door. sure. or if the Holy Spirit is filling this place. I definitely know it. So, yes, I did. I do test spirits.
Okay.
I do test the message also against the word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am sure that I saw the Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
I think let's close it right here. I still have a headache. My head is spinning.
You know, we have a Christian therapist, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So but my head was spinning from the first episode, you know, because you don't hear these things every day. But I want to say thank you to you, Mr. Joshua, for allowing to come and, you know, talk to the viewers, to the listeners, to come and speak to us, because, you know, someone else would have just said, there's just too much that's going on.
Yes.
And I'm choosing, I don't want to do this. I want to stay away. I want to, you know, have my time and have my moment. And so thank you. Thank you for
not running away.
Yes, thank you, truly. Yeah.
And I would like to say this to you ladies and to the people at home. Please be kind to these ladies, please. You know, I know you are.
So the comments, hectic out in the comment streets.
There are those who are kind, of course.
Of course.
But, you know, everybody, please be kind to these ladies, because the work that they do is not easy. You know, the balance that I have to make in between the topics, the videos, which one they should push forward, and all of that. But also, even when they are convicted to push a video, sometimes I believe they do it knowing sometimes there will be a backlash, you know, or some it will not be received well and you will be charged for it. So I'm asking you, please have grace for them, because what they do is not easy. We don't know their prayer in their prayer times what they are facing, you know, the things that they talk with their God, you know, the things that they are facing in this work. So I'm asking people, please support them, you know, and be kind to them.
Amen.
You know,
and
another thing that I will say from me, you know, I really have great respect for you ladies, you know. Ever since I came across the two of you, my respect is very, very high, you know. No matter what people can say, no matter what, you know, can be out there, but I will never lose respect for the two of you. So may God bless you greatly.
Thank you.
And yes, I pray for all of you and your families.
Yeah.
May the Lord may he strengthen all of you, and may he protect you, and may his love and mercy, his grace and his salvation be upon all of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that blessing.
Wow.
Sure, that's so kind of you.
I know. So we're going to have to wrap it here. We're going to have to wrap it here, Sen Fam. Thank you so much for watching. We appreciate your comments, your feedback, your emails. And when I tell you, we read all of them. I know it almost seems impossible because of the influx of emails, but we do. We don't have time to respond to all of them, but we do read all of them. And we will respond in due time. And this is why this episode was so important, so that you can hear it yourself from Mr. Joshua, because we can't just say things, you know, but we hope that you appreciate this time that he has taken to come and respond, to come and share what he had prepared for us today. So we look forward to what you have to say. We are available on our different social media platforms. Your interaction is critical to us and is important to us. Please do subscribe to the channel as well, and we hope that the good God may bless you.
Yes.
Like Millicent said, we actually received an email, I think, was it a couple of months ago? For the psychologist. Is she a clinical psychologist?
The Christian therapist.
We received the email actually months back, and she was like, you know, I want to come and I want to speak, you know, to
come the storm.
To come, yeah. And we're like, okay, we'll definitely give her a moment. So please stay tuned to that immediately after this. For myself, Innocent.
And for myself, Millicent. And of course, Brother Joshua, who came back and did not run away. And we even hope, Brother Joshua.
Yes.
Should anything change in October, please
come back.
Because, wow. Like, you know what?
You know what makes me sad, actually, is that we couldn't go through the comments and the emails. So maybe we need to.
Most of the questions were asked were from you. There's a lot that we didn't get. We also got a lot concerning the Julian calendar.
Yes,
we did. We got a lot, you know. So for me, it's almost impossible to cover all the questions. But please, in the comment section, write your questions, write your concerns and Mr. Joshua will try.
Or we should arrange for a live for where you guys, it's a more interactive session where he can answer your questions right there and there. Unlike us printing hundreds of papers. We'll see if that's possible. We've come to the end of the show. If that's possible, we'll definitely honor you as our viewers enough to bring that to you. No promises, okay? Don't hold us to this one, yeah. So we need to go now. From myself, Innocent, once again, and Millicent Mashile, and Mr. Great. Joshua. Yes. Until the next one, God bless. It is bye for now. Bye.